April 15th is just ahead, and it makes you recall that Beatles song that may remind us why the colonies had a revolution. If you drive a car, car, tax the street. If you drive to sit, I'll tax your seat. If you get too cold, I'll tax the heat. If you take a walk, I'll tax your feet. Taxman by the Beatles. A.J. Jacobs, who's devoted his career to such trivia, joins us now with some info snacks about taxes. A.J., thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
What have you found?
Well, that song is not too far from the truth. One of my favorite taxes in history was the beard tax, which would have devastated the hipster community in Brooklyn right now. Luckily, it is off the books. It was during the reign of Peter the Great in Russia. Mm-hmm. And he actually wanted to westernize Russia and thought that taxing the beards would induce people to shave. And it actually worked. He was a master, though, of taxation. He taxed beehives and chimneys and souls.
You don't mean of shoes, but souls, human souls?
S-O-U-L, that's right. And the loophole was women apparently at that time did not have souls. So it was just adult males who had souls.
You know, it's interesting you should cite that because I happen to know that while I owe a little bit on my taxes, my soul is due a huge refund. So I hope the IRS takes care of that.
So your soul is set up in the Cayman Islands or something? Smart.
AJ, we have you on the agreement that I make the jokes here. But yes, okay. There was a window tax in 18th century England?
Yes, I thought that this was very interesting. This was actually an attempt to tax the rich, but at that time it was considered gauche to ask about people's income. So this was a way around that. They figured rich people had large houses with lots of windows. The problem was rich people started building houses with no windows, or they would board up the windows so as not to be taxed. So if you think that British houses are very dark, that might be the reason why.
Most famous tax cheats you can think of?
Probably the most famous was Henry David Thoreau, who refused to pay taxes for moral reasons. He didn't want to support slavery or the Mexican-American War. Mm-hmm. And he was actually caught. They threw him in jail, but he only stayed one night. His aunt paid his taxes, and he was sprung from jail, which I kind of found disappointing, you know, as the self-professed rebel.
Well, he got just enough time in jail to be able to write about it. You can sympathize with that, can't you, AJ?
Yes, I'm very jealous. I usually spend a year on my projects, and he did it in a day. Very impressive.
AJ Jacobs, editor-at-large for Esquire magazine, author of The Know-It-All, One Man's Humble Quest to Become the Smartest Person in the World. He joined us from New York. This is NPR News.